a special event focusing on people-centered urbanization and managing ethnic inclusion in today's cities was held at the United Nations on Friday to mark World Cities Day. Ambassador Sebastiano Cardi of Italy said the city has always been the place of diversity and social change, yet globalization has triggered what he described as unprecedented mobility.
The challenge of managing diverse city increases by the day for local authorities. This is one of the reasons why the city today is also a place of mounting tensions and of growing social, cultural, and economic exclusion sometimes. In such a context, migration is perceived more as a threat than a resource, as it should be.
The President of the General Assembly, Sam Kutesa, stressed the need for public participation in sustainable development planning for cities and towns.
An inclusive approach to urban development must take into account the needs of all, particularly those who are too often left out without a voice, including immigrants, slum dwellers, and the youth. Such marginalized groups must be engaged and empowered to ensure that their needs are addressed in our future urban planning development.
In his video message to the event, the executive director of UN Habitat, Johan Kloos, said urbanization has both positive and negative sides. On the positive side, he said cities are centers of cultural exchange and create wealth and new jobs in the more dynamic sectors of the economy, such as research and technology.
The not so positive side of urbanization are unwanted effects such as congestion, pollution, or inequality and poverty. Cities that grow in an unplanned manner, poorly connected, socially divided, and economically inefficient, they not serve the purpose of improving the lives of their citizens.
Mr. Kloos said the first World Cities Day is an opportunity to consider what he called a new urban paradigm. Instead of waiting to see how our cities turn out, let's seize this opportunity to start to shape them as the cities that we need, Mr. Kloos added. Derek Mbata, United Nations.